O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color, the name of the Lord. This is Guru Arjan's bhajan, Sachya Guru Meherbana, page 170. O dear one, if you want to dye your body, dye it in the saffron color of Nam. If the Lord dyes you in this color, such a color cannot be seen anywhere else. O dear one, the Beloved is with those who have dyed their garments. Nanak, praise for the dust of such souls. O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color, the name of the Lord. Sachya Guru Meherbana, page 170.
Sachya Guru Meherbana, mere rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru Meherbana, mere rang de majiti chola. Kaya rangan jetiya piyare, kaya rangan jetiya piyare. Aye naam majit, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Rangan wala che rang sail, rangan wala che rang sail. Esa rangan dit, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Jin ke rat de piyare, chole jin ke rat de piyare, kant tin ke paas, mere rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Duratina ke che mile, duratina ki je mile, kau nanak ki ardas, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola. Sachya Guru meherbana, mera rang de majiti chola.
O dear one, the Beloved is with those who have dyed their garments. Nanak, praise for the dust of such souls. O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color, the name of the Lord. An announcement first. This is a reminder that Friday, August 18th, and Saturday, August 19th, there will be a two-day meditation retreat celebrating Master Kripal's life. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. You can find schedules at the book table in the big house. Guests wishing to attend and needing overnight accommodations are asked to please let the ashram know immediately by using the link in the email that was sent out on July 28th. And local initiates, if you're going to take meals here at the ashram, please let us know so we'll know how many to cook for by using the link for meals in the same email of July 28th. All right, we're continuing in Russell's book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with Ajaib. And the next section is called The Tour Continues. They've finished with the part of the tour at Shama's. So Russell writes, we arrived at the Grand Junction Airport late afternoon, Monday, July 11th, after a stop at Salt Lake City to change planes. Daryl Rubin had arranged a brief satsang at the Salt Lake Airport, and many satsangis were there to see Sanchi. Most of them were not necessarily believing in him, but they came anyway. Sanchi greeted them sweetly and gave a short but very strong talk on the importance of remembering the Master. He quoted from his own song, "Doing the remembrance of Kripal Singh, thousands of souls have been liberated." Ajaib says, "Always remain in the remembrance of Kripal Singh." The next day, several of those in the satsang turned up in Colorado. They dropped everything and went. One man at the airport was crying. I heard him tell Sanchi, "I have learned more about the path in the last 10 minutes than in the last year and a half." Daryl joined us for the flight to Grand Junction aboard a turboprop airplane. By now, there were about 15 satsangis flying in addition to the ones driving. On arriving in Colorado, we were driven by Tim Mather and Nick Karras to the town of Glenwood Springs, about a 2 hours drive from the airport, where we spent the night at the home of Tim and Faye Mather, very comfortably and graciously accommodated. The following day, we were driven to the Okanila Lodge, where a regular schedule of meditation, interviews, darshan, and satsang was followed in the midst of a spectacular view of the Rocky Mountains. Here, many old friends from various parts had joined us for the few days here. Aaron Stevens had canceled his engagements and flown down from Vancouver. Ruth and Jack Weinstein had driven all the way from Florida. Susan Shannon and Diane Prokopis had arrived from Sant Bani Ashram. And there were also many new friends who had not, up until now, been with us, including the Denver and Glenwood Springs satsangis. Sanchi was introduced to Leon Ponset, Master Kripal Singh's representative in Denver for many years. But the person introducing didn't know that Leon had spent most of the month of May at Sant Bani Ashram with Sanchi. And Sanchi said, "We made our love at Sant Bani Ashram." The stay here was relatively short, but very sweet. Satsang was scheduled to be held outdoors, and it was once. But the second night, the speaker wouldn't work, and everyone had to move to the second floor of the big barn, where the acoustics were much better. And with the help of Luis Rodriguez's tape recorder microphone, everybody could hear quite well. From then until the end of the stay, all of the group functions, including morning meditation, were held in the barn. On Friday, July 14th at 3 a.m., 16 persons were initiated into Shabda Yoga at Sanchi's cabin on the lodge grounds. The following day, we were driven by the local dear ones to the Denver airport, where we were to catch a plane to Houston. The plane was more than an hour late, much to the great delight of the satsangis, who had an unexpected hour of darshan. We were met at the airport in Houston by Greg and Doris Mathajets, the local group leaders. And there were many other satsangis, including some who had driven nonstop from Colorado and had left a day early. Many of the dear ones who had been traveling with us had either returned home or gone on to the East Coast after Colorado. Doris and Greg drove us to the Christian Holiday Retreat House, a Roman Catholic meditation center in nearby Dickinson, where we stayed for the next few days. Sanji was also greeted here by Joe Wardwell, the Houston group leader, and Steve Morrow, Michael Riblett, the Dallas group leader, and many other dear ones. The stay here was very short, but the usual schedule of morning meditation, darshan, interviews, and satsang was carried on. And Doris did marvelous selfless service in coordinating and arranging for everyone to derive the maximum benefit despite the small amount of time. On Sunday, July 17th, six dear ones were given nam in the early morning hours at the house provided for Sanchi at the retreat. The following day, we were driven to the airport to board the plane for Bogota, Colombia, with a transfer at Miami. Here, two members of Sanchi's party, Judith and Eric Perkins, left us for Santpani Ashram to prepare for his return there in 2 weeks' time. They had been with him all along, doing service in a variety of ways, and their presence was sorely missed, especially by me. Deborah Asbeck, also with the party throughout, continued on to South America, and with her excellent knowledge of Spanish, she was a great help. Other dear ones, all Spanish-speaking, were due to join the party in Miami for the flight to Bogota. And the next section is called At the Home of Love. We flew from Houston to Miami on July 18th, 1977, and our plane, as usual, was late. Although many dear ones were waiting to see Sanchi in the Miami airport, there was barely time to make the connection to Bogota. They had rented a room in the hotel upstairs for him to hold satsang in, and they were deeply disappointed that there was not sufficient time for that. He consoled them sweetly and promised that on the way back, there would be more time. As indeed there was. Here, many dear ones from the East Coast joined us for the flight to Bogota. Almost all of them had sufficient knowledge of Spanish to get along adequately in Colombia and not be a burden on anyone. After a brief stop at Panama City and a spectacular aerial view of the canal, we arrived in Bogota that evening to the most tumultuous reception yet. The entire airport seemed filled with satsangis. many of them weeping and crying out, "Maestro, Maestro," as Sanchi passed. He greeted them with great love, and slowly and sweetly noticed every individual there. And then he was swept off, and I went to get the luggage and arranged for it to be transported to the ashram. Up to this point, my orders had been to stay with Sanchi and Papu, no matter what. But in South America, my inability to speak Spanish made me useless. So it was Kent Bicknell, whose knowledge of Spanish is excellent, who was ordered to stay with Sanchi no matter what, and I was separated from him during this stay in a way that I had not been during any previous part of the tour. After what seemed a very long time, I got all of our luggage, and it was very kindly driven by Antonio and Clemencia Hirahosa to the ashram. Sant Bani Ashram, El Bosque de Kirpal, the Forest of Kirpal, which was in the Andes Mountains just outside the city. When we arrived, I assumed that Sanchi was already there. And grabbing his suitcase, I ran with it up the stairs that were carved into the very steep mountainside to his house at the very top of the ashram. I forgot that we were 9,500 feet high, and I wondered why my heart was pounding as if it was going to jump out of my chest, and why I could hardly breathe when I reached the house. I had run the whole way in order to catch a glimpse of him as soon as possible, but he was not there. I couldn't believe it. I looked all over the house, but there was no doubt about it. The house was empty. Where was he? Where could he have gone? I felt suddenly desolate, and my heart ached. I had left him only an hour ago, but it seemed like a century. I was all alone on the top of a mountain, and where was he? I went partway down the mountainside, and then I saw. It looked like an ocean of people moving slowly along the path, way down the mountain. From my viewpoint, it seemed like a gigantic organism creeping slowly along, heading up the hill. I understood at once that Sanchi was somewhere in the middle of it. I waited. And as they came closer, I began to make out individuals shouting with joy, some crying, all dancing and running about, and moving slowly forward just to be as close to him as possible. The sheer happiness of that crowd was incomparable. As the ocean approached, at last I saw him. Light was flowing from his face, and he was beaming. When he saw me, he stopped and he said, "Russell, you have brought me to the home of love." And then I was very happy. So that was a preview of the whole stay in Colombia. Every morning there was meditation with the master in the beautiful satsang hall at the ashram, followed by questions and answers and meditation. After that, we usually went for a walk through the magnificent Andean countryside. Scenery so sublime, it reminded us all of ancient fairy tale settings. Sometimes Sanchi would use these walks to convey important instructions to those of us fortunate enough to accompany him. As, for example, the morning he spoke to Dr. Molina and me about the responsibility that a representative has for the people that he gives the instructions to. He said that if a representative persuades or convinces someone to become initiated, excuse me, and then gives him the instructions, if that person then goes off the path and takes on bad karma, the representative shares in that. I became very disturbed, and I said that I couldn't possibly take on that kind of responsibility. But I had not understood correctly, as Sanchi explained. It is only a problem if the representative has exerted any kind of persuasive influence on the person. If the person of his own free will asks for initiation, then he alone, he meaning Sanchi, he alone is responsible and he alone takes on the karma involved. In Colombia, we were very dependent on the devoted and competent bilingual satsangis who acted as translators. Mrs. Alicia de Gomez, who translated all of the public sessions, including the satsangs and the morning darshans, and Dr. Molina's two daughters, Sylvia Gelbard and Elvia, who translated the private interviews and the group darshan sessions and assisted at the initiation, and Leila Reuter, who assisted Alicia as a backup translator at the public meetings and supplied the necessary word if Alicia was temporarily stumped, and Kent Bicknell, mentioned above, who was Sanchi's and Papu's perpetual emergency translator, always available, always on call. Because Kent was much more aware of what was going on than I was, I'm going to quote extensively from a talk that he gave at Sant Bani Ashram in New Hampshire in August of 1977, just after our return home. And we will leave off there and pick up with Kent's reminiscence next time. And this is continuing in a talk that Master Kripal gave in India on the 1st of July in 1972. And this is published in the July 1972 Satsang Desh as "He Came to Make Us Satsangis." And Master was speaking on the occasion of the celebrations of Baba Sawan Singh's birthday. So continuing, Master says, "Hazur came here to unite humanity with truth. To accomplish this mission, he granted us some capital of inner contact. That initial capital is to be developed and enlarged gradually. One does not reach the goal the very first day of initiation. Time factor is necessary. Where the world's philosophies end, there the true religion starts. After initiation, a spiritual aspirant should mold his life according to the master's instructions. The principles explained to you in satsangs should be adopted in practice. One who observes nonviolence in thought, word, and deed is truly a great man. Remember that actions speak louder than words. If you cultivate the habit of speaking truth, people around you will act likewise. Thoughts are more potent than words and even stronger than action. We are a conscious entity, and God is superconscious. We are self, and God is the over-self, a veritable ocean of all consciousness, and we are a drop of it. God is the supreme power and is capable of creating millions of Brahmans or universes. Being of the essence of that mighty power, can't we create even a city? Certainly we can. Great souls always tell us that we are micro-gods. It's our utter ignorance about our own self that stands in the way. Now a quote from the hymn that Master's commenting on. One whose practical life is exemplary is my true disciple. He is like my master, and I am prepared to be his devotee. The conduct of a disciplined initiate should reflect the greatness of his master. During the Muslim period in India, whenever a Sikh would give evidence in a court of law, it was taken for granted that he would not tell a lie. And similarly, if any of Hazur's disciples happened to appear before the court, he was never doubted because he was a disciple of Hazur. Your actions should demonstrate that you are a true disciple of a great soul. An unworthy disciple brings a bad name to his master. To go to a great soul and not follow his teaching is to demean him. Christ said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." We are no doubt proud of the great soul who initiated us, but is he proud of us? One who lives up to his master's expectations is a true disciple. Mahatmas always say that an ounce of practice is more than tons of theory. Mere theoretical knowledge without practice is of no avail. Sheikh Sadi has said that a learned but impractical man is like an ass loaded with a heap of books. Guru Amar Das was once asked about the fate of impractical people, and he said that they were like a spoon immersed in pudding, but never tasting it. Such is the fate of those who are always busy in intellectual wrangling. We know how to preach to others, but not to ourselves. We do listen to the Mahatmas, but mostly to forget whatever they tell us, or to obtain knowledge which may help us in posing like a saint. But what is real listening? It is to abide by the words of the perfect master. You must have heard about the five Pandava princes of the Mahabharata epic. They were sent to their teacher, Dronacharya, for their early education. And the first lesson was to speak the truth. The next day, the teacher asked them if they had learned their lesson. All except Yudhishthira said that they had. But Yudhishthira had not even turned up at all. The guru is told that Yudhishthira had yet to learn his lesson. In other words, he didn't want to come to his teacher until he had learned the lesson. For several days, Yudhishthira did not go to the guru. Only after he had learned the lesson in the real sense did he go to Dronacharya, and he respectfully told him that he had learned the lesson. He solemnly declared that he would speak the truth all his life. And he did. If you act on what you are told, one satsang is sufficient for your salvation. And again from the hymn. We intend to reach the goal, but we do not know how to tread the right path. We only know how to preach, not to practice. Azur was a strict disciplinarian. We have complete faith in his competency. A single glance of his grace was sufficient to emancipate anyone. All that is here now is undoubtedly Azur's immeasurable grace. He used to say, "He who is learned while alive will be learned after death. And he who is illiterate now, how can he become a scholar when he's dead?" Bharat, or India, is named after King Bharata. He was an ascetic himself. He renounced everything and lived in seclusion for meditation. There, he reared a little deer after the mother deer had died. By constant companionship, Bharata developed affectionate love for his pet, so much so that he used to think of him all the time. One day, the young deer disappeared. Bharata could not bear the pangs of separation, and he died soon thereafter. Consequently, he had to be reincarnated as a deer and is known as Jar Bharata. As you think, so you become. The idea of self-introspection, or keeping a diary, is to judge your own actions. I have prescribed it after very careful consideration. I too kept a diary in my early life. If a dacoit like Valmiki can become a Mahatma, so can you. And a bandit named Udham Singh came under Hazur's influence and was completely transformed. Some bandits are even being initiated now. Nam is a great blessing. Mere intellectual accomplishments are futile as far as attaining salvation is concerned. Kabir says very definitely, "Do not be carried away by chanting of the scriptures, the singing of the holy verses, or listening to sermons. The way of the saints is something different. It can be found only through self-analysis." King Ravana was a scholar of all the Vedas and Shastras. But despite that, he is known for his wickedness. And what are we doing? Acting, posing, and false propaganda will not take us anywhere near our real goal. We can dupe all, but not God. He is omnipresent. From the time of initiation on, the master remains a constant, invisible, companion of the initiate, and watches all his actions. The master knows everything about his disciples. So it is futile to conceal anything from the master. Azura used to give us simple examples to make us understand the various aspects of spirituality. Once, Yusuf went to Queen Zulakan, who wanted to fulfill her sensual desire. She first covered the idol that she worshipped. When Yusuf asked her why she did that, she said that she didn't want her deity to see their unholy act. Yusuf exclaimed, "Well, my Lord is omnipresent, and no actions of ours are hidden from him." Azura used to say, "We hesitate to do a wrong thing in the presence of a child. Do we not realize that God within us is watching all our actions? Once initiated by a competent master, a spiritual aspirant is never forsaken by the master until he is taken to the kingdom of God." And we will leave off there. And we will continue with a tape we started a couple of weeks ago. This is a talk that Sanchi gave in July of 1990, one of the series of talks that time. This one was called "The Real Fruit is Inside."
Guru Nanak kende hai ke dekho pyare ho jehdi awaaz sachkhand to uthdi hai ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਹਿੰਦੂ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਏ, ਸਿੱਖ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਏ, ਈਸਾਈ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਏ, ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਏ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਉਸ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵਾਪਸ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ 'ਚ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼, ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਐਮੀਨੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਸਾਊਂਡਿੰਗ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਆਵਰ ਟੂ ਆਈਬ੍ਰੋਜ਼। And anyone who reaches there and who catches hold of that sound can easily go back to Sachkhand, which is our real home. It doesn't matter. One can do that devotion. One can listen to the sound current reaching the eye center, even if he is Hindu. Being a Muslim also, if one goes there, and even if he is a Christian or belonging to any religion, it doesn't matter. Anyone who reaches the eye center and listens to that sound current can easily go back to Sachkhand, our real home, by catching hold of it.
ਜੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਸ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ, ਉਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ, ਉਸ ਕਲਮੇ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਸਮਝ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਭੇਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੁੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੋਜ਼ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ, ਹੂ ਆਰ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਵਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਰਿਸੀਵਿੰਗ the sound, only after receiving the kalma or initiation from them, we can understand this, and only with their guidance can we go within and listen to that sound current.
Va va pure gur ki bani, pure gur te upaji saach samani, kaya andar sab kich vase khand mandal patala.
Hun Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai inu had cham vas da kaya nu na samjho, inu samjho. Kehne lage jo kuch tusi bahar akhan de naal dekhde ho eh sab kuch us prabhu ne sharir de andar vi rakhya hoya hai.
Now Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj says that do not understand that this body is made up only with the bones, flesh and skin. Don't understand that this is the only thing which the body has. God Almighty has kept everything within your body. All what you see outside has been kept within your body also.
ਪਿਆਰੇ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਇਹ ਕਹੇ ਮੈਂ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਚੀਰ ਫਾੜ ਕੀਤਾ, ਮੈਂ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਖੰਡ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਾ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਦੇਖਿਆ, नहीं ए मटेरियल चीजा नहीं ए सूक्ष्म है मन दे पर्दे दे पिछे छुपियां होईयां हन अंदर जाके ही असी ओने ही सूक्ष्म बारीक होके देख सकदे हैं
इफ द डॉक्टर्स मे से दैट आई हैव डन a lot of surgery and I have not seen any khand or brahmand or any division of this creation within the body of the man. Dear ones, it is not like that. They are not present within our body in the material form. They are present within our body in the astral form and they are behind the veil of the mind. And we can see all these things, all these great divisions of the creation only if we go within and lift up that veil of mind.
Kaya yandar sab kich vase khand mandal patalam kaya yandar jag jeevan data vase ਸਭ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਪ੍ਰਤਿਪਾਲਾ
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਖੰਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਕਾਇਆ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਗ ਨੂੰ ਜੀਵਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਾਲਣਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਖੰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡਸ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਬੋਡੀ Even God Almighty, who has given the birth to all the creatures, who has created this creation and who is sustaining all the creation, is within us.
Kaya andar jag jeevan data vase sab na kare pratipalam kaya kaman sada suheli ਗੁਰ ਮੁਖ ਨਾਮ ਸਮਾਲਾਮ ਕਾਇਆ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪੇ ਵਸੈ ਅਲਖ ਨ ਲਖਿਆ ਜਾਈ
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਕਾਇਆ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਸਫਲ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਲੱਖ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੋਭਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ
ਨਾਓ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਚ ਬੋਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਬੋਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਬੋਡੀ ਵਿਚ ਮੀਟਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ Further, he says that God Almighty, who is unfathomable, he cannot be fathomed. We can see him, we can recognize him only when we go to the Gurumukhs, to the perfect masters and seek their guidance.
Kaya yandar aape vase alakh na lakhya jai ਮਨ ਮੁਖ ਮੁਗਦ ਬੂਝੈ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਪਾਲਣ ਜਾਈ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਵਸਤੂ ਸਾਡੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਪੰਡਾਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁੰਮ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਦੂਰ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਰੀਏ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਢੂੰਡਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ
Because suppose if you have lost something in this satsang canopy and if you go to some other city looking for that thing, we can never become successful. We can become successful in tracing that thing, in recovering that thing, only if we look for it at this place.
Asi kinne manmukh hain, mugdh hain, gwar hain, o parmatma saade shareer de andar, kaayaan de andar baitha hai. ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ ਮੰਦਰਾਂ ਮਸਜਿਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੋਜਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦ ਫੂਲਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦ ਇਲਿਟਰੇਟ ਵਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਮਾਊਂਟੇਨਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੋਸਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ
ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਸੱਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਸੱਚਾ ਮੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਚਰਚ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਮਸੀਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡਾ ਦੇਹ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਵਜੂਦ ਹੈ
ਇਫ ਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨੀ ਰੀਅਲ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਔਰ ਮੋਸਕ ਔਰ ਦ ਚਰਚ ਔਰ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਵਰ ਓਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਆਵਰ ਓਨ ਬੋਡੀ
ਇਹ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਧਰਮ ਸਥਾਨ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਲ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਏ ਇਹ ਠੰਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਨਾਲ ਸੋਚਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਉਂ ਤਗੀਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਈ ਰੋਜ਼ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਭੈੜਾ ਖੋਟਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਗਾ.
ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਆਰ ਵਰਥ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਥਿੰਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਮੇਡ ਦੋਸ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਇਨਸਿਸਟਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਮਸਟ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ ਐਵਰੀ ਡੇ and we should be very respectful to those places and we should not do any bad karmas or any bad deed after going to those holy places. This is something which we need to think upon.
Agar sanu eh pata lag jave ke oh parmatma eh sacche mandir de andar baitha hai, assi vi roz andar jaiye, us nu miliye, ede naal koi is mandir na koi paida khota karm na kariye.
If we come to realize that God Almighty is sitting within this temple, this human body, then we would go within this human body every day and with this body, this temple of God, we would not do any bad karma.
Mahatma sanu pyar na dasde hai jehde assi hatthan pairan na malik de rehne diyan jagah banaune hai utthe kis tarah dhoop dikhaune hai kis tarah utthe chaadu dinne hai kis tarah safai karde hai aur kinni unhan de dil vich izzat rakhde hai. ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਦਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਮੰਦਰ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਰੀਰ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਕਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਟਦੇ ਗੇ. ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੀਟ, ਸ਼ਰਾਬ, ਭੈੜੀਆਂ ਖੋਟੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਵਿਦ ਆਵਰ ਓਨ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਫੀਟ, ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਵੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਦੈਮ, ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ we go there and burn the incense, we keep it very pure, we do not do any bad deed over there, and always we go for the worship there, we take such a good care of that. But the human body, this temple which God Almighty himself made for us, in which God Almighty himself is residing, we do not pay any attention to that, and that is why how we are doing all sorts of bad deeds with this human body, with this temple of God, and we do not hesitate in filling this body up with all kinds of drinks and things like that, all the bad things. We do not appreciate this temple of God which God Almighty himself has made and in which God is residing.
Agar kise dunyavi mitr ne, kise rishtedar ne, dost ne auna hove, assi kinne ghar di safai karde hain, dar lagya hai kithe oh sade ghar nu nind na jave, kina da ghar kinna ganda hai, lekin oh parmatma jo sachkhand de rehne wala hai, pure hai, pavitr hai, ਉਹਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇਦਾਰ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਡਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਵੀ ਕਲੀਨ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਸਮ ਰਿਲੇਟਿਵ ਔਰ ਸਮ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਫਰੈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਇਜ਼ ਡਰਟੀ, ਇਫ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਸੀ, ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਮੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਿਜ਼ਮ. ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਕੇਅਰ, ਵੀ ਕਲੀਨ ਅਪ ਦ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਮੇਕ ਇਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਨਾਈਸ. ਬਟ we do not appreciate God Almighty who is the resident of such country, who resides in such country, the beautiful place. We do not appreciate him as much as we do the worldly relative or the worldly friend, and that is why we do not keep this body, this place, this temple where God comes and resides, we do not keep it clean as much as we do to our home.
Mane mukh mugad bujhe nahi ਬਾਹਰ ਪਾਲਣ ਜਾਈ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸੇਵੇ ਸਦਾ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਏ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਲਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਲਖਾਈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਉੱਚੇ ਪਾਗ ਹੋਣ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲੇ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਦੇਵੇ, ਜੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਲੱਖ ਅਗੰਮ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਲਿਖਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਇਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਯੋਗਤੀ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਫੋਰਚੂਨ, ਗੁੱਡ ਫੇਟ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕਮ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੁੱਡ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਪੁੱਟ ਅਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ, ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਦੀ ਅਨਫੇਥਮੇਬਲ ਗੋਡ, ਦੀ ਅਨਟ੍ਰੇਸੇਬਲ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਚ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਫਾਊਂਡ, ਵਿਚ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਟ੍ਰੇਸਡ ਬਾਈ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਮੀਨ, God, our Master, graciously can make us see and realize that God.
Sate gur seve sada sukh paaye, sate gur lakh dita lakhai, kaya अंदर रतन पदार्थ भगत परे पंडारा।
गुरु अमर देव जी महाराज कहते हैं कि एक आया दे अंदर नाम नु रतन करके बयान किया है, क्योंकि दुनिया दे विच रतना नु बड़े कीमती समझा गया है। आप कहने लगे थोड़े अंदर इस काया दे अंदर उस प्रभु ने नाम रूपी रतन रखा होया है, भगती दा भंडार इहदे अंदर है।
गुरु अमरदेव जी महाराज से दैट विद इन योर बॉडी देर आर मैनी प्रेशियस जूल्स बिकॉज ही कॉल्स द नाम एज द जूल्स बिकॉज इन द वर्ल्ड यू नो दैट द जूल्स आर कंसिडर्ड टू बी द मोस्ट प्रेशियस वंस, सो दैट इज व्हाई ही सेज दैट विद इन योर बॉडी द जूल फॉर्म नाम इज देयर एंड ही हैज kept within you this store of the devotion, this store of the naam, and the masters are made as the one who take care of that store of naam.
Is bhakti de bhandar utte na kise samaj da daava hai, na kise khaas mulk da hai, jo vi satguru nu mile is bhandar nu hasil kar sakda hai.
There is no claim of any one particular country or particular community or religion on this store of the devotion of naam. Anyone who may meet the perfect master, anyone who may come to the master and ask for it can get this.
Kaya yandar ratan padarth pagat pare pandaram is kaya yandar no khand prithmi हाट पटन बाजारा।
गुरु अमरदेव जी महाराज कहते हैं जो कुछ भी समुद्र है, पहाड़ है और इन्हों की सृजना करने वाला माली जो है कबीर साहब कहते हैं सब दे अंदर ही है।
गुरु अमरदेव जी महाराज से दैट ऑल दिस ओशंस, ऑल द माउंटेन्स, एनीवन द वन हू हैज क्रिएटेड ऑल दिस थिंग्स, एज कबीर साहब आल्सो सेज दैट the creator of all these things is also within us.
Kabir sahib kende hai andar tere baag bahara naale khiliyan han guljara andar baitha srijanhara.
Kabir sahib says that within you there is a blooming garden and all the birds have bloomed now, and along with them the creator who has made those birds to bloom, those flowers to bloom, is also residing within you.
Our closing bhajan is on page 41. Sanchi's bhajan, Tapade, here today, tarde ake. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. The place where beloved Kripal resides is blooming. Time after time, he planted the plants of Nam and gave the water of Satsang. Hail, hail, beloved Kripal. He attached the dear ones to his feet. Showing the path of five Shabads, he united them in him. Removing the differences of duality, he taught only one Shabd. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabad after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. Das Ajab makes this prayer. Listen, O beloved Kripal, we have fallen at your door. Save our honor, O giver. Filling the Joli of Nam, he taught to fill the Jolis of Nam. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. Tapade here today, tarde ake, on page 41.
Tapade here today, tarde ake. Namadami varasagya dardan varan dukhiya vale satcha satguru agya Tapade hirade tare ake namadami varsagya daradanivarana dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya jisatate kirpala piyara o te bhagabhara Same same sirlaye bhute aj kiriya gulzara jasata te kirpala piyara o te bhagabhara Same same sirlaye bhute aj kiriya gulzara Nama de bhute lae usne satsang pani pagya daridan varan dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya tapade hirade tare ake namadami varsagya Daradanivarana dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya Dana dana kirpala piyara apni charani laliya Pancha shabadda rasata dasake apne vicha milaliya Dana dana kirpala piyara apni charani laliya pancha shabadda rasata dasake apne vicha milaliya dui dvetda beda mitake Eko shabda sikagya daridanivaran dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya tapade hirade tare ake namadami varsagya daridanivaran dukhiya vale Sacha satguru agya Haritate kirpala piyara Akiya vicha samaya he Gat gat de vich vasda sona Virale nehi paya he Haritate kirpala piyara Akiya vicha samaya he Gat gat de vicha vasda sona Virale nehi paya he Duniya de sab ilm chudake Eko shabda sikagya Daridanivaran dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya tapade hirade tare ake namadami varsagya daridanivaran dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya Dasa ajayab arja karda sun kirpala piyariya darte rete tate ake rakila jadatariya Dasa ajayab arja karda sun kirpala piyariya Dare te re te ta te ake Rakila jadataria namadan di choli barke choli baranasika gya daridanivaran dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya tapade hirde tare ake namadami varsagya daridanivaran dukhiya vale sacha satguru agya.
After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. May God bless us all.